Today on More to Life, Lord, give me patience. Is someone or something in your life trying your patience or getting on your last nerve? Not sure how to respond? We're here to help. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Lord, give me patience. Is someone or something in your life trying your patience or getting on your last nerve? Not sure how to respond? We're here to help. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, life is filled with frustrations. It really is. With people who are difficult to get along with, situations that are just so hard to handle. The longer we have to deal with these people and put up with these things, the more they can try our patience. So are you having a hard time knowing how to respond to those chronically difficult people? Are you struggling to know how to handle that persistent problematic situation? Are you feeling your patience wearing thin as you wait for an answer? Let us help you find the grace-filled solutions you're seeking today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, this whole idea, we have a complicated relationship with the idea of patience, right? Because we're afraid to pray for patience because we're afraid God will give it to us.
Yeah, well, then, no, he doesn't just zap us, right, and say, here's some patience in a nice little basket with a ribbon tied on it. He says, well, let's practice that. Let's get a chance to exercise that.
But
it can feel worse.
As you'll see in just a minute in our Theology of the Body reflection, a lot of our frustration with the idea of patience is rooted in a misunderstanding of what patience is and what it requires of us. Patience is the antidote to frustration and annoyance, but it doesn't mean, I think, what you may think it means. So we're going to talk about that today on More to Life. But while we get to that, if you are struggling with some situation, some persistently frustrating person or problematic situation that you're not sure how to respond to, and you're kind of sick of being patient, at least, you know, in terms of waiting for some answer to drop from the sky, give us a call. Let's work it out together. The number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, and you should, you can also get your questions to us via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com.
Well, I think they should, even if they're listening now, because they can always pick up the nuances in other, you know, answers throughout the show or share it with somebody who really needs to hear it. But, you know, one of the things that's problematic with trying to be patient, you know, patience is a virtue. We want to live virtuous lives as Christians. But what often goes with the problematic people or situations is that we get so dysregulated, right? We get frustrated. We get anxiety-ridden sometimes in dealing with the whole thing. We get annoyed with other people, and then our reactions are not what we want them to be. If we are feeling charged up by something that has happened in our day or over a length of time, then we suddenly start snapping at the people we care about, or the nice people at the coffee shop who are trying to serve us. And it all boils over because our systems are just flooding with, you know, fight or flight, you know, our vagus nerve being thrown off, all of those things that make us not who we want to be. So it's not just about being nice to people. It's about getting in line with the Holy Spirit, really figuring these things out so that not only can we treat other people better, but we can be our best selves and also really work in cooperation with the Holy Spirit with what he's trying to do through all these situations and people that we have to deal with. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Let's help you connect with God's grace today on More to Life.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering what that is and how that relates to this, well, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections on how we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design of creation and his, especially of our bodies.
Yeah. The theology of the body, reminds us that God created all the structures of our body, including our emotions, to work for our good and the good of others. There's actually a godly intention and godly call hiding right below the surface of every emotion we have. What could possibly be the godly purpose of frustration or annoyance? When we feel frustrated or annoyed, it can be helpful to see it as a sign of the Holy Spirit kind of tugging on our sleeve, saying, hey, let's just take a minute and talk about this, and let me help you make a plan.
You know, the antidote to frustration and annoyance, as I was saying before, is patience. But a lot of people get patience wrong. We think of patience as a passive virtue, the quality that supposedly demands that we just suck it up, right, and wait around for God to do something, anything. But that's really not what patience is at all. In fact, St. John Chrysostom referred to this passive approach as, quote-unquote, unreasonable patience, which he said was, quote, the hotbed of many vices, for it fosters negligence and incites not only the wicked, but the good to do wrong. See, patience is an active virtue. It gives us the power to step back, see the effects our efforts are having to date, and make a plan for moving forward. Patience is the virtue that stops us from doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. It's the virtue that helps us assess what we've done, see what progress we've made, and gather our resources and supports so we can be more effective, through God's grace, moving forward. So, if that sounds good, and you're looking for some solutions to those challenging situations in your life or relationships, we are here to help. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Are you having a hard time dealing with a persistently frustrating person or difficult situation? Are you struggling to know how to respond to those situations and people? We are here to help at 877-573-7825. If you feel like your patience is wearing thin, let us help get you back on track and find the solutions you are seeking. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we can start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we give you thanks for this opportunity to come to you and bring to you all the people and situations that are trying our patience. Help us, Lord, to not fall into the trap of settling in those situations or just throwing up our hands and hoping that something will happen. Or, for that matter, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Instead, let us practice that virtue of patience that enables us to step back, prayerfully reflect on the fruit our efforts have produced, and look at what needs to be done moving forward. Give us the wisdom that we need to see these people and problems in a new light. Help us to gather the support from the people you've placed in our lives, and use our gifts in ways that glorify you. Help us be our best selves, and challenge those around us to be their best selves as well. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Lord, give me patience. You know, life is filled with frustrations and people who are difficult to get along with, situations that are hard to handle. The longer we need to deal with those people and put up with those things, the more they try our patience. Are you having a hard time knowing how to respond to these chronically difficult people or struggling to know how to handle those persistently problematic situations? Are you feeling your patience wearing thin as you wait for an answer? Well, let us help you find the grace-filled solutions you're seeking today on More to Life. Give us a call. Again, the number 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Steve, who's listening on Ave Maria Radio.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Just fine, thanks. What's your question for us?
My question, I'll be frank, I'm a lapsed Catholic, and okay. I am a veteran. I participated in two wars overseas, and I really need to know from the Catholic perspective on mortal sin and whether or not those individuals who have been in combat or participated in combat or killed in combat are destined for hell.
Oh, certainly not. So the Catholic teaching on this is that we have a right to legitimate defense, and it's the role of Christian citizens in an armed conflict to work for the common good, and that sometimes involves participating in those acts of violence. But the point, of course, is participating in those things with the intention of doing good. Right, and that decision having been made, you know, on a higher level, that this is the only way to pursue that particular good aim, you know, in moral teaching, you know, it's not just the effect of the action, but the intention behind it that matters as well, and so that distinguishes between, say, legitimate defense or even participating in combat versus murder. Which is doing something evil for an evil intention, right? Certainly the Church recognizes and mourns the loss of life in any situation, including in combat, and that the God mourns both for both sides in every conflict. But the truth is that a soldier who is participating in, you know, a just war and doing his best to serve his country is actually engaged in virtuous activity.
Well, at least the intention is a virtuous activity. So because we need to intend and have full knowledge to be in a state of grave sin, you know, the intention is to do something good. You know, it's to exercise the virtue of patriotism and to defend and protect your country and a value system. And that's a very important thing to think about. Now, I will say this, Steve. If you're feeling a sense of regret, if you're feeling a sense of perhaps you in your own mind crossed a line at some point while serving, you are welcome back at any point to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. You don't have to be going to church every week. You are a Catholic. Even if you're not participating right now, even if you're lapsed, even if you have issues with the church, whatever it is, the arms of the church are always open for you to walk into any confessional at any point and say, you know, Father, this is what I'm going through. This is what it's on my heart, and I just really need to know that I have God's grace walking with me, and I'm asking for absolution for this. So it's fully within your own free will to tease out what's really bothering you if you think you have something to confess. But in terms of the blanket answer of, are you in a state of grave sin by participating in a war? The answer is what we just discussed.
And I'm just reading off the U.S. Catholic Conference of Catholic Bishops website. They issued a statement on registration and conscription for military service several years ago. And one of the passages from there is, with Vatican II, we affirm that, quote, all those who enter the military service in loyalty to their country should look upon themselves as custodians of the security and freedom of their fellow countrymen. And when they carry out their duty properly, when they are contributing to the maintenance of peace, they are engaged in moral action.
And the bishops are affirming that decision to enter into military service. So it's a matter of you teasing out, you know, did you personally cross a line that you want to be absolved of, that you are now regretting and you're feeling that God is calling you back to a state of grace through the sacrament of reconciliation. God's arms are open to you. The church's arms are open to you. So feel free to go to the sacrament of reconciliation at any point, Steve. You're always welcome.
I'd also like to point out that some of the greatest saints in the church were soldiers. St. Mm-hmm. Ignatius of Loyola, who was a doctor of the church, for the work that he did on spiritual discernment and teaching us how to hear God's voice, was a soldier himself. And in fact, he developed a lot of his ideas while he was recovering from having a shattered leg that was shattered by a cannonball blast. So, you know, Steve, the church loves you, and God loves you, and would welcome you back with open arms, as Lisa said. And I hope that you'll take comfort in what we're sharing. I hope that you will return to the sacraments and participate fully. And if there is something that you feel you need to confess, then I hope that you'll take advantage of that, too, because confession is not about condemnation. It's about forgiveness and reconciliation and showering you with the love of God so that you know what you are worth in God's eyes. And always want to draw closer to him.
Truly, Steve, there's not one of us walking around on this planet who doesn't need the sacrament of reconciliation. There's not one of us that the church doesn't want to nurture and hold close and love and heal. And anyone who's gone through what you've gone through, anyone, needs healing from that. I know in our personal parish, we pray every week for those who have been in active duty to find healing and to be safe and healthy, because it's something that we aren't meant for, to go through the kinds of stuff that you had to go through and see. But the church is someplace where you can really find companionship and healing and grace. And so if you're moved enough to actually be listening to Ave Maria Radio and needing an answer to this, even though you consider yourself a lapsed Catholic, I'd really just take a moment in quiet and ask God if this was his invitation to you, if he's actually calling you back to a closer relationship with him again and his church.
As we close out, I'd like to offer up a prayer, Steve. Lord, yes. Jesus Christ, we just give you our brother Steve. And we give you his heart, and we give you his service, and we thank you for letting him tune in today. We ask that you would bless him abundantly, that you would let him know how much you love him, how much you see him as a valuable son, and how pleased you are in his desire to respond to the call to serve his country. And we ask you to give him the healing and the grace that he needs to bring him fully back into your arms. We ask all this through the intercession of Jesus Christ and the Blessed Mother.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Steve, for the call. God bless you, sir. Well, with that, we have to go to break, but we are continuing to take your calls about patience today on More to Life. Is someone or something in your life trying your patience or getting on your last nerve? Not sure how to respond? We are here to help at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls about those chronically frustrating people or difficult situations that are just wearing on your last nerve. If you're feeling frustrated and annoyed and not sure how to respond in grace and patience, we are here to help you find the solutions you're seeking. 877-573-7825. Back in a minute.
Hi, friends. Jonet Williams here. Join me every Wednesday on Women of Grace Live as I welcome New Age researcher and blogger for Women of Grace, Sue Brinkman. Sue and I will be talking about all the wacky things that could distract you from your faith. Psychics, yoga, Reiki, crystals, acupuncture, Ouija boards, tarot cards, and astral traveling are just a few of the stranger things we discuss. That's why we call it Wacky Wednesday. So join us at 11 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SeatonHome.org.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is Lord, Give Me Patience. You know, life is filled with frustrations, with people who are difficult to get along with and situations that are hard to handle. If you feel you're in a situation that's trying your patience, let us help you find those grace-filled solutions you're seeking at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Anastasia Northrup. She is an expert in the theology of the body, and she's the founder of the National Catholic Singles Conference. Anastasia, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
And good to have you here. And for listeners, there might be a little bit of a delay because she's calling from Mexico. So thanks for joining us from foreign parts. Anastasia, I wanted to ask you, we're talking about patience today, and you're sharing over the break that the theology of the body and St. John Paul's writings in general can teach us something about patience. Where would you like to start?
Sure, yeah. What came to mind was the scripture that John Paul II uses in the section on marriage, where he's talking about marital spirituality and what the source of that is. And he said it's the love of God poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which is, if you look up Romans 5:5, that's where that scripture is. And the interesting thing is that before that, it's talking about how we rejoice in our sufferings because suffering produces endurance, which produces character and produces hope. Hope doesn't disappoint. And so I've always loved that scripture passage in that section in Theology of the Body, because I'm like, okay, well, you know what, this is super hard for me. And, you know, as singles, I think we have a particular aspect of patience that we have to develop, especially if we're hoping to be married or in a, vocation at some point. It's like, oh yes, patience, I've been practicing that for way too long. But you're right, it's a virtue, and to have the virtue, you have to practice it. But that's always a comfort to me, that, we are not called to do this on our own, but it's really the love of God poured into our hearts that can be the source of our patience and our endurance.
Well, and I want to speak to, because you're talking about, being patient as a single person. I want to get your thoughts on this. We were sharing earlier that a lot of Catholics think that patience means, you just wait and you'll get what you'll get. You won't get upset. We're really kind of referring back to St. John Chrysostom's point that kind of patience is sort of the hotbed of many vices, quote, because it fosters negligence and incites not only the wicked but the good to do wrong. Our focus is really the idea that patience is an active virtue that allows us to step back and look at the efforts we've been making and see what we might need to do differently moving forward so that we could, cooperate with God's grace more effectively and our efforts might produce better fruit. I mean, what do you think about that perspective on patience, especially in the light of the theology of the body?
Well, I think it's very important, because if we feel like we're stuck, like we can't do anything, we just have to wait, then that can be very frustrating. And so, with Mary's fiat and the Annunciation, it was not just an acceptance of God's will, but an embracing of God's will. And so I think that's in our own lives, okay, we want to be patient with what God's will is, but then also we're called to participate in that. We're called to, if we want to be married, we have to take steps that could lead in that direction. We have to prepare ourselves. And I think that if we're able to do something instead of just feel like we're just waiting, then that helps us to certainly, just from a human perspective, feel a lot better, and like we're actually making progress and that we're growing in our virtue in our lives and becoming better people and better prepared for whatever God has for us next.
Really important insights, Anastasia. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your contributions. And, of course, if folks would like to learn more about your work, we want them to go to nationalcatholicsingles.com. Your conference is coming up August 16th through the 18th. You're going to have more information posted on that in the next couple of days, but they can start learning about that now at nationalcatholicsingles.com. Have a good trip, Anastasia, and thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we're taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825. You know, as we're unpacking this idea of patience, I suspect some of you, at least, are seeing that patience isn't what you thought it was. It's not just a matter of waiting and settling and just hoping against hope that God's going to do something, but rather it's an active virtue that allows us to step back, evaluate the efforts we've been making, ask God what we might need to do differently moving forward so that we can cooperate with His grace more effectively and that our efforts might produce more fruit moving forward. So let's talk about it, right? Is there a persistently frustrating person that you have to deal with, that you're losing patience with? Is there a challenging situation that you keep struggling with and you're losing your patience with it? Let us help you step back, reflect on the efforts you've been making, and find new ways to cooperate with that grace so that you can find the solutions you're seeking today on More to Life. Again, the number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Of course, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, and you should be, you can still get your questions in to us via email. And that address is questions@more2liferadio.com. That's the number two, questions@more2liferadio.com. But if you are listening live, we'd love to hear your voice. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. I'm going to ask you to be a little patient over the break because we're going to be coming back, taking your calls, responding to your questions, and answering all those difficult situations that are trying your patience. So stick around, and we'll be back right after this.
The Word became flesh to redeem us from our sinful state, the Catechism tells us, and reconcile us to God. We lived in darkness and needed a great light. We were prisoners and we needed to be freed. In such a miserable state, we needed a divine human mediator to descend from heaven. Through Jesus' suffering and death, we learned how much God loved us. For divinity to descend to humanity, and humanity in the poorest circumstances, demanded great love and great sacrifice and great humility. It also gave us a great role model whom we could and should imitate on our life's journey. Jesus is the embodiment of the Beatitudes and the norm of the new law. He commanded us to love one another as I have loved you. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
It was like these aha moments kept happening for me over and over and over again. And they still happen because every time you turn around, you see something in society, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear and are looking at it through the lenses of Scripture and teachings of the faith, as we say always here, it makes sense. You connect the dots and you look at what's happening with all of this idea of the transgender ideology and this saying, I want to do whatever I want with my body because it's my body. And then you see all the problems that come from that, not even looking at it from a quote-unquote religious perspective, but the physical problems and mental problems, of course, that the media tried to suppress, but now it's starting to come out. It's like, well, that's because you're denying who you are, made in the image and likeness of God. It's not that complicated, but we make it complicated because we don't want to look at the truth.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. We parents are only human, and that's a good thing. But it also means that sometimes we say and do things around our family that we wish we hadn't. When that happens, have you ever considered apologizing to your child or spouse? It doesn't have to be a big deal. You can say something like, you know, I can tell I really hurt you when I yelled at you earlier today. I'm sorry. Can you forgive me? Some parents worry that apologizing might undermine their authority. But for Christians, true authority isn't about power and control. Rather, it flows from trusting, healthy relationships. Asking forgiveness helps to build that good kind of authority. It shows our kids that our relationship with them is based on love, truth, and generosity. Most importantly, it shows that God is the ultimate authority in our home. When God rules our lives, we don't need to constantly project some false image of our own perfection. We can admit our mistakes because our identity and worth are rooted in our inherent dignity as God's beloved children, a dignity that doesn't depend on our perfection, but rather on God's limitless love for us. To get more help and resources, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled, Lord, Give Me Patience. Is someone or something in your life trying your patience? Getting on your last nerve? Are you not sure how to respond? Well, we're here to help. Give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Ashley, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Covenant Radio.
Ashley, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hello. I was listening to you guys this morning, and it just really touched me because it's exactly what I'm going through right now. I was with the guy for 10 years. Gave him 10 years of my life. We have two children, and they're beautiful. They're my world. My family is my world. But it's only so much that I can take. You know, I've been praying to God that to give me patience. So I've been patient with him, and I just feel like time is running out. Like, I'm not happy, and it's time for me to move on. But it's the hardest thing ever when
sure
it's all you know, it's all you ever wanted, you know?
I do know. I hear what you're saying. You know, and you told our screener that, you know, your boyfriend's been promising, you know, to change
and be better.
But he's not willing to give 100%. And so I guess I don't want to assume anything, though. What's your question for us? How can we help you out today?
My question is, I don't know if I should wait on this person.
Wait for what? What's your end goal here, Ashley?
My end goal is to live, you know, a fairy tale. It's like, I want to be married, and I want to, you know, just be with one person for the rest of my life.
Sure.
I want to be with him for the rest of my life,
but he's not willing to give that back. Yeah.
And I hear that. And that is the end goal. That's what you were created for, right? Both of you, to be in that completely love-filled, monogamous, lifelong relationship where you can both grow in faith and love together. You were created for that. So was he. What else do you need from him at this point? Is it just, if he just locked it down and married you, everything would be fine? Or is there stuff that he's doing in his life that you're not, you're wanting him to change about something? What's going on there?
Yes, like, I go to church every Sunday and Wednesday, Bible study. I would like for him to be more supportive and get closer with God, since he knows that I feel like this relationship isn't going to work if he doesn't have a bond with God. I feel like he's been going out. He goes to the club a lot. He drinks. He's hanging around the wrong crowd. But but he's actually a good guy. Like, I wouldn't be giving it all my, you know, giving it my time.
Sure.
But
no, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, Ashley. And you know, the question isn't, is he a good guy or not? The question is he a guy that can be good for you? Is he a guy that can give you what you deserve as a daughter of God? Now, you know, you shared with our screener that you're not Catholic, but you are Christian, and you're a faithful Christian, and you know, the more you go to church and the more you pray, the more you're going to realize what you're worth as a daughter of God.
And what your children with him are worth, right? Because it's not just that he's falling short for you, but he's falling short for his kids, and he's falling short for himself. So your desire to have him be a more whole, healed, holy man with a relationship with God that will guide him so you don't have to be the nag, you don't have to be the one pleading with him to be a better person, is a good and holy desire.
And I would say this, you said that you've been praying and you've been trying to wait. And that goes exactly to what we're talking about today, right? And let me read that quote from St. John Chrysostom again, where he talks about what he calls an unreasonable patience. He says, unreasonable patience is the hotbed of many vices, for it fosters negligence and incites not only the wicked, but the good to do wrong.
So let's break down what he's saying.
So what he's saying there is that patience isn't just waiting, because when we wait, we tend to put up with things that we shouldn't put up with, which causes us to sin and enables other people's sin.
Even if we think we're not putting up with because we're nagging or we're lecturing or we're begging, we think our words mean we're not putting up with stuff. But the way we're having to live through it and the things we're actually falling into ourselves because of it, that's that not in order patience that
so
he's talking about.
I think, Ashley, that you know what you need to do. I think that, you know, the fact that you've been going to church regularly and you're praying regularly, that the Holy Spirit is reminding you what you and your children are worth and what you and your children deserve, and that they deserve better than what this man is giving you. And I think that sense that it's time to move on is coming from God, because he doesn't want you to either tolerate sinful behavior in your own life or put up with your boyfriend's sinful behavior and sinful example to your children. And so, yes, I do think that you're absolutely right in the direction that you're wanting to go, and it is painful and as hard as it is, and I know it's easy for me to say, but I want you to know that God loves you so much, that he has more in store for you, that he wants more for you than you've been settling for, and that if you have the courage to step forward in his grace, God's going to lead you to a place where you can get the love that you truly deserve for yourself and for your children.
Well, and you know, that's going to take, you know, prayer and many forms. But the first thing I'm going to tell you is, please do not be sleeping with this man anymore. Because then his lack of character and relationship with God is dragging you down, dragging you into a place of not living as a godly woman and not setting a good example for him. You need
or
to
your
be,
children.
Or your children. You need to be standing as that strong woman of God I can hear you are, to be able to say, I'm not going to fall into inappropriate, sinful behavior that's against my faith as a woman of God because you're slacking, boyfriend. You want to first do that.
And I want to, just for a second, I want to explain why, you know, sleeping with him is sinful, right? It's because to sin doesn't mean you're an evil person. What it means is that you're settling for less than what God wants to give you. When we sin, we accept a lesser love than the love that God wants to give us. We participate in a lesser love than God wants us to share with others. And so we end up accepting the counterfeit instead of the real thing. And so you have trained yourself and been trained perhaps in the way you grew up, and you're training your children to accept less love than you deserve.
Yeah, because you desperately want his love so much, and for him to be the person that you can live this fairy tale with, that you're giving him all sorts of credit he doesn't deserve. And you're trying to live like the fairy tale's happening, and it's not happening. So you need to get the fairy tale, get the permanent connection with someone who is loving you and committing to you and being that man of God for you and your children before you live out the stuff that happens in that fairy tale, because you're settling for less love than you deserve. And I really believe, you know, Melissa's telling us, you don't usually listen to the radio. You're not a Catholic person, but you've been praying. And God, the Holy Spirit, led you to listen to this today. And I believe that's because he wants to actually have you hear in your ears out loud how much God loves you, what he wants for you, and what he can make happen for you if you start living in that godly way yourself, because that's going to set a standard for you, for this gentleman, for your kids, and allow the Holy Spirit to move a lot in your life. And then you keep praying. You're going to have to see this guy at points in your life because you're raising kids together, but that doesn't mean you have to be his woman, and that doesn't mean you have to put up with his stuff. And if you want a non-Catholic source for this, Maya Angelou is the lady to go to. She once said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Don't listen to the words. Understand and believe their actions. And for 10 years, he He's been telling you one thing. He's been living another way. And it's time to see that
clearly.
But
he's shown you who he is.
He is.
Believe him. Ashley, thank you so much for the call. We've added you to our More to Life prayer list. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out. Thank
you
so much.
You're always welcome here.
Thanks so much for tuning in and for giving us a call today. And we are continuing to take your calls, listeners, today on our show titled, Lord, Give Me Patience, as we talk about those people or situations that try our patience and get on our last nerve. If you're feeling frustrated or annoyed by a difficult person or a challenging situation, let us help you find the grace-filled solutions you're seeking at 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
Now, you may want to write this one on a post-it note. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. Now, Satan, the enemy of the truth, wants us and will tell us constantly, right in our spiritual ear, oh, no, 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 just give up. Oh, you waited too long. Oh, God's not going to come through. Oh, even though it's on your heart, it's not going to happen. He is going to attack us, belittle us, wear us down because he's the father of lies. So why I say put it on a post-it note is because if you are trying to be perseverant in faith, that's something you believe that God is calling you to, remember Galatians 6, 9, and let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap, and we will not give up. Now, this doesn't mean just waiting and waiting and hoping that it all works out. Let's hear the part where it says, in doing good. So if we're making sure we're trying to live in alignment with what God wants us to live like, and we're taking stuff to prayer, we can count on his faithfulness.
Doing good is different from tolerating nonsense or putting up with sin.
Or just waiting.
It means actively doing what is good for you, what glorifies God, and what enables you to work for the ultimate good of the other person. All right, with that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about those people and situations that are trying your patience. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. More to Life will be back with your calls and questions coming up after the break.
At EWTN Radio, your family. And because you're a part of our family, we value your opinions on what you hear on EWTN. You can call our listener comment line 24/7 at 205-795-5773. We value your comments, your questions, and any suggestions you may have to make EWTN Radio even better. 205-795-5773. And thank you for listening to EWTN Radio.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you have an insurance plan that pays for everything? Even things you don't believe in? There are options. You can join Solidarity HealthShare, a faith-based health-sharing community. Plus, Solidarity HealthShare can save you money with prices starting as low as $384 a month for families.
Call to see how much you can save. 844-398-9399. That's 844-398-9399.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And hey, don't forget, EWTN offers a lot of great resources, not just radio and television, but books too. And check out a new title, Spiritual Lightning, Answering Your Call from Jesus to Master His Values by Deacon Richard Eason. You know, St. Paul was struck down by divine power, but from a bolt of spiritual lightning. And in our own lives, we also experience moments of spiritual lightning. And through personal anecdotes and inspiring stories, Deacon Eason reveals how to develop strength and courage during times of suffering and ways to obtain healing. So check out the book, Spiritual Lightning, Answering Your Call from Jesus to Master His Values by Deacon Richard Eason. You can get it at EWTNRC.com. Again, that's EWTNRC.com. With that, let's go to the phones. Lisa, who's on deck?
We're talking now with Andrea, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Andrea. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Okay. So, a little bit of an update. I know my husband had called to try and ask for some advice on speaking.
Oh, interesting. All right. We didn't know. Okay.
Yep.
So we went into it together as a unit, you know, and we had a discussion with them. However, it went terrible. It was a train wreck. It went about as well as a fart in church. So,
oh my! So just so the other listeners who didn't hear your husband's call, this just to update them. This is a situation with your in-laws that's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah,
correct.
Yes, it's actually been going on since, like, the first Christmas we were newly married. Like, that's how long that...
This is about 6 years ago, you shared with us before.
Right, right. Like, this, it, like we're going to celebrate our six-year wedding anniversary this year, and I'm emotionally exhausted at this point. Like, my mother-in-law called me crazy, my father-in-law insulted me, and then he cursed at me, and I was just like, okay,
I'm so sorry.
To that level. Like, I was really trying to just tell them what you guys told us. You know, we're growing and we're moving forward as a couple, as a family, and even my husband was like, we're better than ever, we've been praying together. And the main issue with them was that, you know, he became Catholic and he didn't tell them, and that, you know, and he's like, well, I'm telling you now. And they didn't even want to really have a conversation. They were just like, you know, like, I could have debated you. And it's just at this point, you know, we were like, well, we would like to have this relationship with you if you are going to come with us and grow with us. And my father-in-law keeps putting me off. He keeps saying, well, maybe in the future, and he doesn't really want to make a decision. And unfortunately, I'm kind of like in a rock and a hard place now, because we're going up there to Arkansas, and we are going to see them at a function with the family. Now, it's his nephew's commissioning ceremony, because he's going to become a commissioned officer in the Army. And so he had asked my husband to salute him, because my husband is former military. So this is a huge honor for my husband.
Sure.
We've already gotten approved days off, and so, God willing, we're going. And
now, Andrea, let me ask you this. You're not staying with them, right?
We're not staying with any of the family. We're gonna
okay,
stay
good.
Separately together as a family in a hotel. So we had decided that. It's just how am I gonna interact with them? Because I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying to, you know, kind of just keep my family at peace, but I noticed that, you know, days after we had that conversation, we were like putting each other back together. Mostly it was my husband putting me back together.
I gotcha.
Which
is
funny because my husband was just kind of like, I you're crying for the both of us, because I can't even shed a tear. I can't even express an emotion. And I, you know, it's just one of these things where, like, should I stay silent? Should I just worry about my family? You know,
You know, I think that there's hope here in the fact that your father-in-law maybe someday. And you have, I think that when we choose a different spiritual path than our family of origin, we do have to give them some grace to grieve that and grow in it
and let God work in their hearts. So if you really believe that that's what he's doing, or you can say to him, you or your husband, in an email, text, whatever, look, we really love you. We really want to have a happy, holy relationship with you, because we're all believers here in God, and that we can all trust that God's taking us where he wants us to be. We're willing to give you that time, but we're really praying that you will work on that so that we can all be one with each other.
But like you said, your attempt to have that conversation blew up in your face, and it really has not gone well, right? So in Matthew 18, you know, Jesus talks about how when we have a difficulty with somebody, first we go to them directly and try to address those concerns. Anyway, and if we walk through that whole process that Jesus describes there, and it doesn't go well, then he says, you know, to treat that person as a tax collector. Now, you know, you don't actively antagonize a tax collector, right? Because they're going to audit you. You don't want that. You see the tax collector coming down the street, you don't call him names, you don't make faces at him, you're not mean to him. You smile at him, you nod your head, you say, have a nice day, and you walk on. So, you know, until this is addressed, until your in-laws are willing to kind of come around and be loving to you and support your spiritual journey, that's what you do. You keep a very superficial, polite relationship. You avoid situations where you could be drawn into deeper discussions. So, for example, you might want to avoid being alone with them.
Yeah.
You might want to avoid being, I remember from previous calls, this also extends to his brother and those sorts of things. So, you know, you might not go out with them individually. Like if you go out with the nephew to celebrate at a restaurant afterward and you're all in public or something and you think you can do that without them being antagonistic, that's fine. If they do pick on you, you smile and you change the subject. You don't get into it. Basically, you keep this relationship as superficial and as polite and civil as you can. If they're rude, you don't address it. If they try to drag you into a deeper thing, you don't address it. You know, later on, if they come to you and they're like, well, you know, how come you wouldn't talk to us there? It's like, well, because there's no point. You guys aren't willing to support our spiritual journey, and we're not willing to change who we are that God's called us to be. So when you guys are ready to support us, we're happy to have a deeper relationship with you. Until then, this is where we have to keep it.
So the nephew has invited you and given your husband this honor. Go. Thanks be to God, you were smart enough to get a hotel room, so don't stay with any of the family. And you go and you put first of all, you pray together. Right? You pray together before you have to see them. Lord, give us the silence that we need, the grace that we need, the patience that we need. Let us focus on you and let us honor the nephew, okay? Because he's doing a lovely thing here. Make it all about this nephew. Celebrate him. Be there for him. Let your husband participate fully in that ceremonial moment for him. You can be there and make the rounds with the relatives, and every time they try to make something about you, just ask them about themselves. People like to talk about themselves. If anybody starts to get edgy with you, just say, oh my goodness, we're just so proud of our nephew. Let's just focus on him today. I'm going to go get a glass of punch. Can I get you anything? And change the subject. Be lovely, be light, but do not get into religious discussions with anyone. And
if they snub you, anything that's deeper than the weather and what's, you know, what the latest game or whatever's
exactly.
going on.
Exactly. And it's fine to excuse yourself and walk away. If the whole thing starts to get difficult for you, once that ceremony is over, you can graciously make your excuses and walk away. So this is all going to be about you being gracious and kind and focused on the nephew. Don't try to solve anything about this relationship at such an important family event. That can be done over time as you continue to pray that they open their eyes to see that God is leading this, not them or you.
You know, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with pointedly avoiding a battle that you know you can't win. Right?
Or that will cause greater battles within the family.
In fact, there's virtue in that, right? So, you know, pointedly, do not allow yourself to be drawn into any deeper discussion than what a nice day this is, how great it is that your nephew is having this honor, and that you could all be together, and then you leave it at that. Don't allow yourself to be drawn into anything. If they follow it up later on with, how come you wouldn't talk to us or go out with us? Well, because it doesn't make any sense to you. You guys don't support where we're at, and this is the relationship we're going to have until you're willing to be kind and loving and supportive.
And remember, you're actually following Jesus' example in this. There were many times when the Pharisees and other people tried to corner him, surrounded him in a crowd, and he would just disappear from their midst. He would not engage in that because it wasn't part of his mission at that moment.
All right. Andrea, thank you so much for the call, and you know,
give our best to your husband as
Thank you for letting us walk with you on this, and please keep us updated as it goes. We are praying for you and that whole family.
God bless you guys, and thanks for tuning in, folks. If you are struggling with some issue or person that is trying your patience, let us help. Reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about how the Pastoral Solutions Institute can support you in connecting you with a faithful Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com, and then get out there and celebrate the life that God wants for you. And remember, with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.